Hello friends, before we begin today's lecture, I want to let you know about my Unlock God Mode experience and the special May 2024 cohort that we're going to be doing this upcoming month. Unlock God Mode is a unique 10-hour audio course that invites you on a powerful journey of awareness, intention, consciousness, and manifestation. Inside the course, you'll be taught powerful tools and manifestation frameworks to help you unlock the next level of your reality, uplevel your creation skills, deepen your relationship with yourself, and develop a limitless mind, and also tap into absolute faith and trust in the divine. We are about to begin the May 2024 Unlock God Mode cohort, so for anyone who joins Unlock God Mode this week, you will be added to the May 2024 group coaching calls. These are bonus weekly group calls with me and other members of the group, and I'll only be doing them this May. Also, as a bonus, for those that join this week, you'll receive a one-on-one personal coaching call with me to help you with any challenges or goals that you have. So head over to unlockgodmode.xyz or use the link in the show notes to lock in your spot in the Unlock God Mode experience. For those that join, this will be an extraordinary, life-changing, transformative experience for you, and I'm so excited to have you in the group. I hope to see you inside the course, and now, enjoy this episode. Hello, beautiful soul. My name is James Zander. Before we begin this episode, I invite you to download my free Mushroom Trip Checklist. This is a free PDF guide that dives into everything you need to know for your next psychedelic trip, what to do before your trip, during your trip, and after your psychedelic journey. Head over to mushroomchecklist.com to download it for free or use the link in the show notes. And now, enjoy this episode. What you're about to hear is a preview of my new course, Unlock God Mode. Unlock God Mode is an in-depth audio course that guides you through deeper levels of understanding life and understanding your consciousness, and unlocking the next version of you, bring you closer to your highest timeline. If that sounds like something you're interested in, you can check out the details by using the link in the show notes or by going to jameszander.com/unlock. And now enjoy this special preview of Unlock God Mode. This whole course is really about awareness, being aware of all the subtle energies that are flowing through your life, and navigating those energies, surfing the waves of energy as best you can into your most authentic self, into your most authentic life. A friend once told me that our intuition whispers to us, and if we don't listen, those whispers turn to screams. And I would add to that, and I would say that don't wait for the screams. Don't look for the bright flashing lights to guide you. Learn to navigate by listening to the whispers of your heart, the whispers of your intuition. When I study myself and I look at who I was 5 years ago and who I am now, the biggest difference I see in myself, and this reflects in how I manifest and how I create my life today versus 5 years ago, the biggest difference I see in myself is that I'm just so much more aware today. I'm so much more aware today than my younger self ever was. More aware of other people's energies, more aware of my own energy, my own patterns, more aware of how to navigate a day where I get off on the wrong foot, how to get back on track, how to get back to my center, how to stay non-reactive in the midst of chaos. When I look back at my younger self and I look at some of the decisions I made or some of the decisions I failed to make, the truth of the matter is that that version of me truly didn't know any better. I was doing the best that I could with what I knew. And I think everyone is doing the best that they can with what they know. So anytime you get frustrated with someone or you're mad at someone, remember that they're doing the best they can with their level of knowledge and their level of awareness. And that's all there is to it. It's not personal. Most things people do are not about you. But so coming back to awareness, what I would tell my younger self, when it comes to building a life and creating the life I want, the number one thing I wish I could pass on to him is more awareness. And it's a tricky thing to conceptualize. What does it mean to have more awareness? I think where you see it most clearly is when you look back at yourself. The choices you made 5 years ago are probably not the same choices you would make today. Why is that? Because you have that much more awareness of what works, what doesn't, what causes you pain, what brings you joy. Also, your predicting patterns are so much better. You have more data, more experience, more hard-earned wisdom that you're operating with. So when I look 5 years ahead of now, and I think to myself, what would my future self tell me? The thing I'm most sure about is that my future self has an even greater level of awareness than I do today. He would be able to look at my life right now and the choices and the decisions I'm making and how I'm choosing to spend my time and my energy and who I'm hanging out with and what I'm focused on. And with his larger, greater, wiser awareness, he would be able to spot my blind spots, my mistakes, opportunities, ideas, shortcuts through the maze of life that I currently cannot see. So this leads me to the conclusion that what I most want to develop is more awareness. Awareness of the opportunities around me, awareness of my own limiting beliefs, awareness of my thoughts, awareness of my time. You've probably noticed this in yourself, the way you treat time now and how precious it is versus the way you treated time 10 years ago. Probably very different. So fast forward 10 years from now, and how would your future self look at how you're spending your time, how you're spending your thoughts, your energy, your focus? So what are some ways that we can increase our awareness right here, right now, without having to wait 5 years, 10 years, 20 years to become our wiser, more mature selves? How can we bring more awareness to this moment, right here, right now? Well, one technique that I've sort of alluded to is you can imagine having a conversation with your 5 years older self or your 10 years older self. Pick whichever one you resonate with most or experiment with both perspectives. Close your eyes and imagine that you're in a room, two armchairs, and you're sitting across your older, wiser, more mature self, 5 years into the future. And he or she is looking back at you, at all your problems and challenges, and there's a hint of a smile in your older self, because he or she knows that what seems so important and so scary and so challenging and so stressful right now to you is but a distant memory to them. It's a challenge conquered. They've lived through it. They're on the other side of all the difficult decisions you've had to navigate. So ask them for advice. Sit across from your older self in your imagination and ask them, what do you think about my life right now? What do you see that I could improve? What blind spots do I have that for you are very obvious? Ask your older self, what do you think about my finances? What do you see? What am I missing? What could I do better here? What do you think about my relationships? What do you think about my friendships, my health, my career? And really tune into your 5 years older self, their perspective on your life right now. Really sit and listen. Transfer your consciousness, your point of awareness, into your older self and look back at your current self through their eyes. From this vantage point, you're more calm, more mature, more wise. You've already navigated all the challenges that your younger self is facing. You see what they don't see. What would you tell them? Ask your older self, what should I be focused on? What do I most need to focus on right now that I might be totally missing or skipping? And then look at your life from a 5 years older perspective, a 10 years older perspective, and see if you can spot it. What is the most important thing that your current younger self should be focused on above all else? Sometimes we get so pulled into the drama of life, we become myopic. And so one way to bring more awareness into our present moment is to zoom out. Zoom out 5 years. Zoom out 10 years. Zoom out 20 years. See the broader picture of your life. Chances are the things that are stressing you out now are not nearly as important as you think they are in 20 years. And there might be some things that you're not focused on, your health perhaps, your family, your relationships, your friendships. Are there things that your 20 years older self would tell you to nurture more, to spend a little bit more time on in this area of life? What would your 20 years older self be most proud of you for doing now? What are they grateful to you for? What do they wish you could have done more of? What do they regret? If they could come back to you this moment, right here, right now, at the current age you're at, what would they tell you? Would they grab you by the shoulders and shake you and say, wake up, you've got to focus on this. Stop with the distractions and make sure you do this thing. What would that thing be? This is an exercise I encourage you to really sit with and devote some serious time to exploring your mind, exploring these different versions of you, traveling to the future and looking at your life from that future perspective. You don't have to wait 10 years to get to that point and realize the mistakes, the regrets, the successes. You can take your consciousness and put it there now and look back at your life from that vantage point now and learn from it. Awareness is the key. It's the ultimate key. When I look back at my younger self, there were so many things that I was blind to, things that I had no awareness of, or things that I thought I understood, but I didn't have an accurate model of reality. I hadn't upgraded my thinking to a certain level. I think part of the reason that we get wiser as we get older is our models of reality get more accurate. We act and think in more accurate ways. And so if we can gain a greater level of awareness now, without having to wait to get older and wiser, we can perhaps get a clearer sense, a more accurate sense of reality and how it works and the laws of the universe. And then we can use those laws to properly create, to actually get results. I was listening to a podcast this week with Neil Strauss, and Neil was talking about how he has a man's circle, a group of friends, and the primary job of this circle is to correct each other's wrong thinking. And that his conclusion was, this has to happen every couple of weeks. That every couple of weeks, they need to meet so that they can all correct each other's wrong thinking. I kind of love that phrase because it describes what's really going on when people try something and they fail, or they get frustrated, or they feel like they're not making progress in some area. What's happening is not a lack of smarts or a lack of talent. It's that they're thinking something which isn't true. They're going about things in a way that is incorrect. And that's why you need mentors and books and teachers and your own critical skills to understand, where am I thinking wrong? Where do I need a bit of a tune-up? That's why when people go to a workshop, such as Tony Robbins or Abraham Hicks or you name it, they feel this surge of energy. they get this amazing clarity during the weekend and they feel super. And then 6 weeks later, they're kind of basically the same person they always were. One way to explain that is that during the workshop, during the seminar, you were thinking at an upgraded level. Your thinking was being corrected in real time by the teacher or the coach or the author that you're listening to. But when you go back to your original environment with your current relationship and your current friends, before you know it, the environment sucks you back in and you're back to your previous level of thinking. So one goal that we can set for ourselves all throughout life is, God, help me see my wrong thinking. God, help me correct my wrong thinking. Or put in a better way, God, help me see clearly. Help me see what I'm not seeing. Help me understand what I'm not seeing. Help me see beyond my limitations. If you're struggling with money or with relationships or with health, the problem isn't that you're not smart enough or that you don't have the skills or the talent for something. It's that you're not seeing something. You're not aware of some underlying rhythm, some underlying pattern that is causing you one set of results instead of another. And if you could see more clearly, what was once hard for you will become easy. You probably experience this all throughout life. It happens every time we learn. We start off as unconsciously incompetent. Then we become conscious that we're incompetent. Then we become consciously competent. We know how to do something, but it takes a lot of conscious effort. And finally, we're unconsciously competent. It's effortless. If you know how to drive a car, you've gone through this exact process. You started off being totally unaware of how to drive a car, then somewhat aware. Then finally, you've calibrated your body, your visual system, your thinking, your reaction time. Everything is calibrated. You gain a new sense of awareness, and suddenly driving becomes effortless. If I go back 5 years and I look at my younger self, there are problems that my younger self experienced that I could solve within 5 minutes with my current level of thinking. If I could go back 5 years, I could just say, do this, stop doing this, stop thinking this, start thinking this. And really, it's less about do this or don't do this. It's really more about the thinking. Think this thought, stop thinking these thoughts. Problems exist because of the way we think about the problem. The moment we attain a higher level of thinking, the problem resolves itself. The solution becomes obvious, like the way a 3D image pops out of those funky looking 2D pictures. Once you see it, you can't unsee it. The truth pops out. Albert Einstein once said, "You cannot solve a problem with the same mind that created it." And I find it really interesting that the problems my younger self was experiencing, I could solve within 5 minutes. And not because I have vast amounts of knowledge, although I have gained knowledge in that time, it's that I've gained awareness. My thinking is more accurate, more sharp, more calibrated. And so the problems that my younger self was bumping up against and he couldn't figure it out in that moment, my current self just has a totally different way of looking at the picture of life. So when I talk about awareness, I'm talking about seeing life clearly, seeing yourself clearly, seeing your problems and challenges clearly. Because if you can get more clarity of thought, more clarity of what the actual problems are, the solutions become obvious. So what is another way to gain more awareness, to get a higher level of thought from which all solutions are visible? Well, one way is just to think more. I had this realization on mushrooms once. We don't really spend time thinking. We wake up, we do a lot of things, our days are nonstop and busy, But how many of us actually take the time to sit and think? How many of us block out an hour of time to just think, to think of solutions, to think of ideas, to think of ways to improve our finances, our relationships, our career, our health, our life? Some of my best ideas have come to me when I was working and I got exhausted. I lay down on my bed just for a few minutes to rest my eyes, rest my brain. And in that moment, in that gap, when I lay down, closed my eyes, and I just allowed my mind to roam and to think, boom, a solution comes through. In that moment, because my mind is relaxed, I create a space to download an insight from the universal mind. But the download only can come through when I allow myself space to just think. This is why meditation can be so powerful. One of the simplest meditations you can do, I call it clearing the inbox. You lie down, you close your eyes, you focus on your breath or the fan or the noise of an air conditioner, and you just let the thoughts of your mind run through you. Just like going through your inbox. You're just reading all the messages and archiving them. Now, sometimes you'll get entangled with a thought. You'll go off on a tangent in your mind. But then you remind yourself to disentangle, you bring yourself back to your breath, you just observe and return your focus back to your breath, and you allow the thoughts to run through you. And in that space that you create, in that meditation, you will be surprised by the quality of downloads and ideas that come through, that finally have a chance to come through. It's like the ideas are saying, at last, he's listening. He's in a receptive mode. He can receive data. Let's go. So a meditation, 10 minutes a day, just sitting down, lying down, closing your eyes, and allowing your mind to think, to just let the thoughts run through you, allow yourself to receive downloads. This can be incredibly helpful. Another way to gain greater levels of awareness is to pay attention. Pay greater attention to your life. Pay attention when things go right. What are the precursors to that? What are the factors that are contributing to that? Pay attention to when things go wrong. What were the ingredients that preceded that? Pay attention to the patterns of your life. Pay attention to the people that energize you. Pay attention to the people that deplete your energy. There's so much you can learn just by paying closer attention to your life. I haven't found a limit to how much you can pay attention to your life. There doesn't seem to be such a thing as too focused. There always seems to be more that I can learn from life if I just pay a little bit closer attention. Your life is your greatest teacher. This course, if it teaches you anything, it's because it helps you see something about your life with greater clarity. My goal with this course is to give you the tools and the frameworks that help you examine your own life. But your life is the ultimate teacher. So study it. Pay attention to everything that's going on in your life. None of it is by accident. There are no filler episodes in the movie of your life. Every episode has meaning and symbolism and lessons. Make sure you learn them, or the episodes are going to start to get repetitive. One more point. If you know anything about me, you know that I am a big fan of psychedelics, and I would be remiss to not mention it in this lesson, because where I learned awareness most is through mushrooms and through ayahuasca and through DMT. These are incredible plant teachers that have led me to greater and greater levels of awareness. I began to see on the plant medicine how everything is interconnected, and how everything I do, everything I think, every energy I emit has consequences. So if you're someone who is logical minded and doesn't really buy into the woo, doesn't really buy into the energetics of manifestation, a bit of mushrooms may help you out there. Just saying. Now, one big key to attaining greater levels of awareness is to drop the judgments. judgments about others, but especially about yourself. If you want to know the truth about yourself and the truth about your life, you cannot judge yourself and expect yourself to see clearly. You want to get to a point where you can observe yourself as objectively as possible, to be able to look at your shadows, your mistakes, your darkest thoughts, your daily failures, and look at them not through the eyes of a judge, but from the eyes of a scientist, the eyes of a non-partial, curious entity. Learn to see yourself objectively. Learn to study yourself impartially. Learn to laugh at yourself. Oh, look, there I go again, making that silly mistake. That's interesting. I wonder why I do that. Let's get curious. Oh, interesting. I feel so triggered and angered by this person. I wonder why. Let's get curious. I said I would do this today, and it's been a week, and I still haven't done it. That's fascinating. Let's look deeper. So awareness, always bringing to light your patterns, always trying to bring more awareness to the code that's running you, the software inside you, the thoughts, the energy, the mood. The more aware you can be, the deeper you know yourself, the deeper you study your life, the better everything will flow, the more clear your decisions become, the less unnecessary failures you experience. These days, I can pretty confidently predict my failures with astonishing accuracy. So I can make the adjustments earlier to avoid the collision later on. I can see where the energies are converging, and I can make adjustments as I go. When I was younger, I couldn't see a thing. I was just reacting to life. I was not paying attention to my energy. These days, I can see more. And I imagine that as time goes on, I will see ever greater distances ahead. It's really fun when you get the hang of it. So your homework for today is to incorporate one practice that helps you gain deeper awareness. Could be 10 minutes of daily meditation, where you sit with your thoughts and you see what comes up. Could be 20 minutes talking to your older, wiser self and seeing your life from their perspective, seeing what he or she has to say to you. Could be 20 minutes of talking to your higher self. What does the spirit of you want you to know? What is your spiritual essence, your soul, trying to communicate with you? Could be journaling and zooming out and looking at your life across the next 20 years and seeing where the energies will converge if you don't change anything. What is the path you're on, truly? And the best practice I find is moment by moment, minute by minute, paying attention to your life, paying attention to the dips and the highs, the peaks and the valleys of your day. And always seeking a greater understanding of the dips. What is going on there? And seeking a greater understanding of the peaks. Looking for the symbolism in everything. If life was a movie, what does this scene metaphorically symbolize? What is the lesson that you, the main character, have to learn in this chapter? And are you seeing it clearly? Remember, ask God to help you see clearly. Ask God to grant you deeper awareness and watch what happens. You've been listening to a lesson from my new course, Unlock God Mode. Unlock God Mode is a 4-week transformational course where every day you receive an audio lesson that guides you on an epic adventure of connecting with your consciousness, your spirit, attaining greater awareness, unlocking greater creativity, and up-leveling your manifestation skills. If that sounds like something you're interested in, check out the full details at jameszander.com/unlock or use the link in the show notes. Thank you for listening, and I'll see you in the next episode. This episode is sponsored by magicmush.ca. If you're looking for an online dispensary for magic mushrooms, mushroom chocolate, and other high-quality psychedelic products, head over to magicmush.ca and use the promo code James to get 25% off. Thank you for listening and have a beautiful trip. Hello, beautiful soul. Thank you so much for listening to this episode. I hope you learned something today, and I hope this episode helped you in your psychedelic and spiritual journey. If you enjoyed this podcast, you might enjoy my other podcast, The James Zander Trip, where every week I bring a fascinating guest onto the podcast to dive into psychedelics, mindset, and spirituality. Search for The James Zander Trip on YouTube, Spotify, or Apple Podcasts, or visit jameszandertrip.com. I recommend listening to the first episode, where I dive into ayahuasca with my friend Jacob and his wild experiences on psychedelics. And if you want to stay connected with me, join my free newsletter at jameszandertrip.com. Thank you for listening, and I'll see you in the next episode. If you enjoyed this episode, you might enjoy my brand new audio course, Unlock God Mode. Unlock God Mode is a 4-week experience where every day you'll get a 15-minute audio lesson that gives you frameworks, tools, and perspectives to upgrade your relationship with life. In the same way that mushrooms give you insights that help you up-level in the video game of life, I designed this course to do the same thing for you. I've compiled every lesson that I learned through psychedelics, through meditation, through my spiritual work, through life. I've put my best tools in this course so that no matter who you are, if you choose to go on this adventure with me, you're going to learn some amazing frameworks. You're going to learn to see life with new eyes. You will improve your relationship with life, and by extension, your life will improve. If you're interested in more details, go to jameszander.com/godmode or use the link in the show notes. Use the promo code SHROOMS for a special discount. Thank you so much for listening to the podcast. I deeply appreciate you. Feel free to reach out to me through my newsletter. Go to jameszander.com to sign up. I'd love to connect.